April's marketing update from the Almond Board of California. Extending an already groundbreaking partnership, Coach Prime Deion Sanders, the iconic figure in sports, joined forces with the Almond Board of California for an extraordinary event at the recent Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Coach Prime and the ABC team spent 6 hours together in Las Vegas, and it was a pivotal moment for California Almonds. From dominating Radio Row to leading a captivating consumer activation event on Fremont Street, Coach Prime's influence reverberated across the city.
We spent 6 hours with Coach Prime, and they were six well-used hours. We had 4 hours with him at Radio Row, and Radio Row is where all of the top-tier media comes. I mean, this is like all of the biggest sports shows and all of the biggest news channels are there at Radio Row. So this is not about just radio. This is literally all of the highest profile media that you can get in the United States is there, just generating coverage and stories. And so because of our partnership with Coach Prime, we were able to set up many, many interviews, one-to-one interviews with Coach Prime, where he was there talking about California Almonds and their amazing exercise recovery benefits. So that was one huge part of our presence in Las Vegas. And then the second was an activation with consumers. So we had an event on Fremont Street, downtown Las Vegas, where we had a kind of tiny home, essentially, that was created for this. It had Coach Prime and Almond signage all over it, and it was talking all about National Recover Day, where we declared February 12th, the day after the big game, National Recover Day. But it was a day to recover the way Coach Prime would want you to recover. So it's not about kicking back. It's not about, you know, relaxing. It is about, this is the first day of the off season. This is your day to start setting up what your off season looks like and to prepare to get you to the next level of what you want to do. And of course, that is recovering with Almonds as a key part of that. So Coach Prime came to this event, spoke to hundreds of consumers, and really rallied them around this idea of National Recover Day.
That's ABC's marketing lead for North America and China, Laura Marine. Coach Prime's impact wasn't limited to words. His actions spoke volumes, too. Maureen recounted how Coach Prime personally distributed custom Own Your Prime almond snack packs, leaving an incredible impression on everyone he encountered.
Oh, yes. He loved the snack packs. So we created customized Coach Prime snack packs where they essentially say, eat your almonds, own your Prime, and they feature Coach Prime himself. And he loved them. So He was giving them to everyone he was talking to. He even threw one to Stephen A. Smith on First Take. I don't know if you could see that, but then Stephen A. Smith actually put it into his suit coat pocket, which was amazing. So hopefully he ate those later. But then even when we were filming some of the footage in the tiny home, we asked Coach Prime to, you know, eat some almonds. And we had a big, beautiful bowl of almonds that, you know, we wanted him to eat from. And he said, he's like, you know, we like to keep things more natural around here. Those look too staged. The other thing I would say that was kind of a fun behind the scenes thing was his almond chain. So we had that big almond chain that he wore in the TV ad that we did. And then we've created kind of small replicas of that just to have at different events throughout the course of the partnership. Well, we weren't really sure if Coach Prime would wear that at Radio Row, but we gave him one to go ahead and give to Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick was one of his first interviews that he had. So we gave it, we said, hey, this is for you to give to Dan Patrick. And he said, well, I'm wearing this. So he put it on and he wore it the entire time he was in Vegas, which really surprised all of us because we weren't sure that he would actually wear that. So
that
was
amazing.
Really cool too.
The campaign's success wasn't confined to the glitz of Las Vegas. It transcended to media platforms nationwide. Both of the campaigns, the commercials that ran during the college football season and the media generated around the big game, delivered an impressive over-delivery in audience reach and significantly stretched advertising dollars.
You know, typically when you buy TV, you buy it based on the number of viewers that are expected to watch the different TV shows that you're advertising around. So we had planned and placed a lot of TV ads around CU bus games where Coach Prime was, you know, coaching and had such strong presence. Well, because so many people were watching the buffs, so many more than people had ever estimated. What that means is for the TV that we purchased, it actually over-delivered by 43%. So when it gets to dollars, that means for every 1,000 people that we reached, we actually paid $4 less than what we had intended to spend. So when you add that up across the thousands and thousands and actually millions and millions of people we reached, that made our dollars go so much further. When we were at the Super Bowl, he generated 15 top tier placements for us. So that was just from his presence at Radio Row and all those amazing one-to-one interviews that he did. When you look at our campaign with him in totality, which is still running and which will still be running through April 30th, we've generated a total of 108 placements with him. So that's 108 stories about Coach Prime and California Almonds. And just for some comparison, if you were going to compare that back to previous spokespeople that we've used that are celebrities and are well known, that number is about 5.5 times higher than what we've generated in the past. So that's incredible. And then when you layer on how high profile the media has been, that's also been something that we've never really experienced before. So compared to previous spokespeople, we are generating about 400% more high profile media coverage than we did in previous campaigns. So not only is the quantity of placements higher, but the quality is as well. So it's been really impactful for us.
Coach Prime also appeared in grocery stores earlier this year. Well, sort of.
We had in-store shelf talkers in the nut aisle. So those are those signs you see displayed right next to the snack nuts. And then we also had signage on carts. We really looked at this as a test run. So we did this in just 3 markets in California, Colorado, and then Ohio and Michigan.
The ABC team has gotten a chance to evaluate the data from the in-store campaign, and Maureen said it was a great success as well.
What we saw is that across all 3 of those markets, when they compared the stores we were in versus the stores we were not in, there was a 2.2% lift in almond dollar sales in the stores that we were in. We actually saw that through those in-store results, 42% of the purchasers were new to almonds. So these are people where it had never shown almonds being used on their loyalty card data before. So that's also really incredible. Not only are we seeing a lift in sales, but that our partnership is helping us reach new users, which is hard to do. So we were really impressed with those results.
And that's April's Marketing Bulletin from the Almond Board of California.